Chapter 9. Joyce and Marcus Chalfin. Joyce and Marcus Chalfin had a happy marriage. They met when they were students at Oxford University in 1969, and she had known immediately as she saw his intelligent eyes noticing her legs beneath her short skirt that he was the man for her. They married soon after. Then they moved to London, and she started to write books. Even she was amazed at their success. It had taken her only 3 months to write The New Flower Power in 1976, while Joshua was a baby. Marcus had also written a book, Mice and Jeans. But Marcus did not just make money. Marcus did not just make things. He created things that could not be imagined. He created rabbits with strange skin, mice with strange feet whose bodies did whatever Marcus told them to do, and he did it with medicine in mind. He wanted to help doctors fight the worst diseases, like cancer. 15 years later, and theirs was still the happiest of marriages. More books and 3 more children had followed Joshua. All 4 children were doing well at school, and this was despite sending them to Glenard Oak instead of a private school. The children all loved their parents, and, unusually, that love grew as they got older. They never argued, except sometimes about politics. The couple had no friends. They only needed their children and each other. And yet, Joyce missed the golden age when her children needed her, and she was the most important person in the Chalfin family. But now, even her youngest, Oscar, can make himself something to eat. She was bored. Everything was too perfect, and there was no one to admire Chalfinism, as Marcus liked to call it. Then, one day, Milat Iqbal and Irie Jones walked into her life. She was in the back garden at the time, checking her roses, when the doorbell rang. A few minutes later, Marcus shouted, "Joyce! Joshua and his cigarette-smoking friends are here!" Beautiful. That was the word that first came into Joyce's mind when Milat Iqbal stepped forward into her garden and made a face at Marcus's bad jokes. Beauty in a tall, brown young man who should not have looked different from those that she regularly bought milk and bread from or who helped with her tax. "Milat Iqbal and Irie Jones," said Marcus, coming out into the garden behind them and quite obviously admiring Irie's breasts. "I just said to Josh, they're the best-looking friends of his we've ever seen. Usually they're small and thin and wear glasses." Joyce came forward and took off her garden gloves. She shook hands with Milat, then Irie. "You are a big girl," she said.
"Thanks," said Irie.
"We like that here," said Marcus, as they all followed him into the large kitchen. "That's what we like, a healthy eater. I never put on weight, but Joyce does, in all the right places, of course. Are you staying for dinner after you finish studying? What kind of tea would you like? We have strawberry or apple or normal tea, of course." Irie stood silently, too nervous to speak. These were not like any kind of human she had met before. But she was pleased, amazed even. She had never met parents who spoke to children like they were adults and offered them different choices of tea.
"So you're the two who've been corrupting my oldest son," Joyce said with a smile, but she was watching Milat all the time.
"Well, you look very dark and interesting. Where are you from, if you don't mind me asking?"
"Willesden," said Irie and Milat at the same time.
"Yes, yes, of course," replied Joyce. "But where originally?"
"East London," Milat shrugged. "The Royal London Hospital." Joshua and his 3 brothers had entered the kitchen and were standing around listening and watching. At this, all 4 boys started to laugh. Then Joyce started to laugh too.
"It wasn't that funny," said Milat, taking out a packet of cigarettes.
"Are you going to smoke one of those?" said Joyce. "In here? Only we hate the smell. Oscar really hates it, don't you, Oscar?
No, said her youngest boy. I don't care.
I'll take it to the garden, Milat said slowly, like he was talking to mad people.
Be back in a minute.
He's lovely, isn't he? Said Joyce as soon as Milat left the kitchen. Are you and he?
No, said Irie, feeling like she wanted to tell these people everything. We're not.
Probably a good thing, Joyce said. I'm sure his parents are planning something for him. He's Muslim, isn't he? But he's not like most Muslim children. They're usually so quiet, but he's so loud and doesn't care. But boys like that want blonde girls, don't they? I know how you feel. I used to like the boys who were trouble. You'd do much better with someone like Joshua.
4 months passed and Irie realised that she was learning a lot of things from the Chalfins. Her science grades had greatly improved. Millet's had not, and when he came to the Chalfins he was usually rude and smoked cigarettes all around the house, but Joyce never seemed to mind. She had decided that his home life was the cause of his problems and there must be a huge sadness inside him. He needed love and she wanted to give him that love. Joshua saw that his mother seemed to love Milat more than him and also saw that Irie, who he liked, still loved Milat. He also knew that having Milat as his friend had made him much more popular at school, but he did not care. He was pissed off. Irie was pissed off about it too. The better her grades got, the less interested Joyce seemed to be in her. But the more Milat went wild, bringing round girls, smoking and drinking their expensive wine, calling Bangladesh on their phone for 3 hours and telling Marcus and Joshua to piss off, the more Joyce seemed to love him. In 4 short months, he already owed her £300 and a bicycle wheel. Soon after Irie arrived, Marcus had invited her to his study at the top of the house to show her pictures of his mouse experiments. His work was interesting, but his study was a mess. It was small with a low ceiling, which made it impossible to stand in some places. There were a dozen or more filing drawers that had papers falling out of them. Around the room were photos, mostly of Marcus and Joyce when they were younger, and some of the children. But there was also one of a man, which Marcus pointed to. "That old Frenchman taught me a lot," he said, "almost everything I know. Now, where are those pictures?" It took him a long time to find the pictures. There were photos of a mouse on its back with cancer, which looked like mushrooms, coming out of its stomach. He showed her others of mice in different positions, with bigger cancers in different places. "We know exactly when and where it will get the cancer," he said. "This will really help us to fight cancer in the future. Oh, this drawer is such a mess." Marcus tried to shut it 3 times. Finally, he kicked it. "Bloody thing," he shouted.
"You need smaller paper and you need to fold it properly," Irie said.
"Fold it properly," Marcus said. "Look, how about this? I'll pay you £15 a week if you come round and do my filing for me. You'll learn more from me and I'll get my filing done. Is that a good idea?"
"It sure is," said Irie. "When do I start?"